Everybody, this is your game master, your game master. Steven Zadak here. This is a very special episode of We Hate Movies. This is a what we're going to be calling, you know, to be quite honest, everyone's been yelling at me because I keep fucking up and not doing the trailer game when I should do it. So now it's like kind of like a real summer squeeze. I want to get a bunch of rounds in one little package as a fun little, you know, a little bonus episode for you guys on the free feed for once. How about that?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I am joined as always by our lovely contestants.
Thank you, Andrew Jupin.
Oh, yoo-hoo.
Eric Siska.
I'm batting my eyelashes.
And Chris Cabin, the fucking Terminator.
Hello there.
Yeah, so this is like, we're about, you know, we usually end the series the season of the VHS trailer game right at the end of the summer. So we're getting pretty close here. I want to, like, you know, it's like sort of the end. It's like the beginning of the playoffs, we'll call it.
Totally.
Right now, Chris is in the lead with a hefty 55 points. Andrew is behind him with 37.
Fuck.
And Eric has 12.
The last game I did very well.
You did. And I think that's why I want to have, we're going to do 8 rounds here. There's 40 points on the board to be grabbed right now, which is really exciting.
Congrats,
and the way that
Chris.
I figured this out, like, well, you know, people were yelling at me, what should I do? I figured since we're going on tour next week, you know, we might as well. And, you know, doing this live is always a fucking dicey bet because you know what I do? I say, I'm going to hit play real quick. And the sound guy that I've talked to for 40 minutes about this cue stares at me with a dumb face. And I'm like, I'm going to hit play real quick. And then I stop my foot on the floor and the dude still keeps looking. And then I just say, we're doing the VHS trailer game. So we will probably do it live again. But actually, I figured, for our Texas two-step coming up in May, because obviously what we're doing, and well, you know what, let's just talk about the tour for a second.
Bring a little bit of the tour information.
That's right. Yes. So next week we're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia on April the 25th. Talking about Gamer.
We'll be at City Winery making everyone with a 10 block radius upset with all those Gerard Butler impressions.
This is Officer Joe Hansen, APD. We're getting a lot of noise complaints, a lot of official ox being overheard. You got any idea what the heck that is down there or what?
See, and that is a movie that came out in the aughts, so there is no VHS of that. So we're not talking about that. But actually, on May the 14th, we are going to be in Houston, Texas, talking about RoboCop 2.
There it is.
That would have a VHS for sure.
That does have a VHS. Right. That's going to be 4 of our clues are going to come from RoboCop 2, which is going to be in Houston, Texas, which I still have not seen RoboCop 2.
Really?
I mean, I have once, but I don't
know. You know what?
Really,
you're disqualified as Game Master. I think I got to take these epaulets off your jacket right now.
No!
Steve, I have to say, man, I think you're in for a good time. Just like when you go into it, just be, you know, with the understanding, like, it's not a Paul Verhoeven movie.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, I don't want to say it's like an Aliens thing, but it is. There's definitely a difference between RoboCop and RoboCop 2. RoboCop 2 is closer to RoboCop 3 than RoboCop IMO.
We're going to have a lot of fun talking about it, though, and I cannot wait to be at the Houston Improv May 14th.
And then the very next night, to complete the Texas two-step, we are going to be doing From Dusk Till Dawn, one of my favorite, my most rented VHS of all time, ladies and gentlemen.
And you know why. You know why.
Because I love Quentin Tarantino so much.
And you can sure. beat off to it as well. And
sure.
That's going to be at Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. Beautiful Austin, Texas. Come on out.
Hell
support
yeah.
the show. Have fun. You know, meet us. Let's chill out. Come on.
Yeah, a little meet and greet there. We're doing both shows. We're driving from Houston to Austin in the middle of the night, and you could do that too. There's 8 clues. 4 clues will be RoboCop 2. 4 clues will be from Dust Till Dawn, and the years match up correctly. So RoboCop 2 is 1990. So get your minds, gentlemen, in the frame of 1990.
Well, Steve, also just hang on a second. I mean, like, let's all just close our eyes for a second and get into the mood real quick.
Coming soon to theaters.
Thank you. It's the VHS trailer game, America's favorite game about obsolete materials. It's about to fucking happen.
I've been sitting here with my fucking finger on the button, dude.
I totally forgot to do that because we're doing it out of order. Yes, it is a game where, yes, I'm going to ask these gentlemen a series of clues. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5 different clues for each round. If you buzz in, you get it correctly, you get that number of points. But if you're incorrect, you're out for the round, but you come in for the next one. It's really easy to play this game. So 1990, folks. RoboCop 2.
Okay.
All right, round one. Are we all ready? Does everyone know how to do everything here?
Yeah.
Everyone's got their buzzers in their hands and not their cocks?
Yeah.
Oh, what about... multitasking over here. Yeah.
Wait a second. That's why I've been doing so poorly. Yes. I've been buzzing in on this thing.
Well, you keep showing me your dick, dude, and I'm sick of looking at it.
Well, you could look at it in Atlanta next week.
I will.
At City Winery.
No.
Not the people. I'm in the green room.
Oh, green room shenanigans. Okay, got it.
Here we go. Those green room shenanigans. Okay.
Sure.
Round one. Game Master's Clue. A rollicking action flick about a group of American operatives that would make Bin Laden shiver. This selection is perfectly timed for our theme month, and it gets its name checked in Clerks. I got Eric Siska.
Navy SEALs?
It is Navy SEALs for 5 big points.
Wow. Did you say Bin Laden?
Bin Laden, his brother.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it Bin Laden?
It is Bin Laden, yes.
Yeah. I've actually never seen this movie,
but it seems like Michael Biehn is like the tough, gruff one.
Yes.
And like Charlie Sheen's like an asshole the entire time.
Well, Charlie Sheen is essentially like his major league character, except for like with a gun instead of a baseball
bat. Oh, I don't know about that. That's not great.
It's been a while for that one. I don't remember much.
Tough. Did anybody even note direct that movie?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The tagline, by the way, is America's designated hitters against terrorism. Oh, yikes, boy. Everybody.
Wow. Oh boy. Fun times.
Yes, so then here we go. Round two.
Okay.
Here we go. Still 1990, ladies and gentlemen. Game Master's Clue. A coming-of-age tale about an uptight daughter who has to take care of her audacious mother and quirky sister in the 1960s, Chris Cabin.
Is that Mermaids?
It is Mermaids for 5 big points.
Jesus. Wow. I watched this movie. It's Cher and Bob Hoskins.
Yes.
Wow. It's unbelievable. It could be a Stay Tuned, but I watched it like a dozen times.
Yeah, that's one of those I've always just heard about it and have never ever seen.
Oh, it's the first time I'm hearing of this.
We rented it. I definitely remember it burned into my brain. It's like one of those like weird, it's like a comedy until it's a weird, scary domestic drama kind of a
thing.
Towards
the end, it gets really weird, like very quickly.
Do we have like actual mermaids in it, or is that just
no? I just think they are mermaids or
Cher
something.
Cher is also it's like she, I think she does like a showgirl something.
Yes,
and she has like a mermaid outfit.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. So it's nothing like the outfits you'd see in From Dusk Till Dawn.
No, nothing.
On May 15th in Austin, Texas, we're talking about.
No, it's there nothing like that. Nor RoboCop 2 on May 14th.
Hey, by the way, in from the internet, the director of Navy SEALs was actually Louis Teague, who did Cujo, Cat's Eye, Jewel of the Nile, fucking Alligator from 1980.
Oh, wow, so that no one of note directed it. Cool. Got it. Excellent. We were right.
Yes, correct.
Oh, Collision Course.
Wow. The worst of the worst.
Here we go. Round three. All right. Everybody ready here?
Yep. Yeah.
Game Master's Clue. This previous WLM episode brought a childhood favorite to live action for the very first time. That's all the clue is.
Childhood favorite.
A previous WLM. A childhood favorite to live action for the very first time, 1990. Think about it.
Live action.
Live actions. That means it's cartoons. I got Andrew Jupin.
Nope. And now I forgot the part where you said it was a previous WLM, which this movie was not. I was going to say Hook.
Oh no.
I'll try and fail.
You got this. Eric Siska.
Roger Rabbit.
It is not Roger Rabbit. So then it's gonna only be Chris. Okay. You want to wait? We'll go to the Tribune trivia.
Yeah, go to Tribune.
This is the highest grossing independent film until The Blair Witch Project, having made $135 million domestic box office, $66 million in the foreign box office. It's too late now.
Okay, say that again.
The highest grossing independent film of all time until The Blair Witch Project came out, having made $135 million in the domestic box office, $66 million in foreign box office. A childhood favorite, first time
this is,
to live action.
Chris, this is easy. Come on.
It is easy. That's why the clue is sort of, if I put even one more word in it, it would give everything away.
I cannot believe I have this and I'm in the penalty box.
Oh, man. Yeah, five for right. fighting. Dude.
Here comes the tagline, which Chris will now finally get. I'm going to guess. They're mean, green, and on the screen. I mean, ladies and gentlemen.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for three measly points.
Wow, I can't believe that. By the way, did you guys see? I think I saw it was like a Deadline headline, maybe. They greenlit some sort of like live action R-rated Turtles movie.
Interesting.
What?
Yeah, it's coming.
They're gonna finally get her. Oh,
no. We're wearing you down. Yeah, I don't know. It just said live action Turtles movie coming, and it's gonna be R-rated apparently.
Because I guess we realize now with Joker. Well, that's actually kind of the danger of Joker, is like now you can just sort of make your R-rated prestige movie out of anything and still do the kiddie shit for the kids. So like you'll have, I'm sure they'll do Mutant Mayhem 2, which is an excellent movie, and then they'll do whatever this is.
Oh yeah. Well,
where
I mean,
Raphael's
you know,
cutting himself, I guess.
Well, like, you know, those early comics were like kind of a little more hardcore. So like, you know, you give that kind of a vibe to it. I mean, the 1990 movie, you know, as was the answer here, like that's some fucking grim, dark shit at times. So who knows?
For sure. All right. So we ready for round four?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Apologies. Game Master's Clue.
Oh, there. I didn't know what we were doing.
Okay.
Yeah, finally, I know where I am.
This wacky mob comedy is anchored by a legendary actor basically parodying one of his most famous performances from the 1970s to scare the willikers out of an up-and-coming star.
Hmm.
It's a wacky mob comedy anchored by a legendary actor. I got Chris Cabot.
Is it The Freshman?
It is The Freshman for 5 points.
Wow.
Eric, did you have it too?
Yeah, I was going to say The Freshman.
You were just right behind him. Sorry, bud.
That's another one I have not seen. That's Brando and Broderick.
Yes. It's Broderick. Yes. Yeah.
And I remember it being a little dull.
It's pretty dull. It's
just doing Vito Corleone. It's kind of I hadn't seen it in forever. Yeah. And the trailer, it's just like, and it's kind of weird because he doesn't have to do makeup. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like it's 1990 now.
Right. Yeah, I don't need the cotton balls. All right. Is naturally busted by then.
And apparently, like, he was talking shit about the movie the second he finished it. Like, you know, it's classic Brando, man.
Good for him.
Of course.
He's a legend.
And good for us. You know why? Because we just finished the first round. All of our RoboCop 2s are done here. So we can talk yet again next week. We're going to be in Atlanta talking about the great film Gamer on April 25th. I'm so excited to do this.
Yes.
Great
yes.
film. Hang on.
No,
any of you guys see this in theaters, you sick fucks?
No.
Okay. All right. That's good.
But I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it now. Yes. Yes. The tickets are moving. Please call in.
Yes.
We're not a telemarketing, telethon type of thing here.
We're going to have Jerry Lewis on next. Oh, wait, he's dead. Okay.
We can dig him up.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and then next month in May 14th, we'll be at the Houston Improv in Houston, Texas, talking about Houston shot film RoboCop 2.
Thank you. Amazing. Frank Miller is involved. And so is something called Nuke.
Oh, yes, the drug.
It's a fun drug, yeah.
Oh, I love that. And then the next day, May 15th, Austin, Texas, Cap City Comedy Club, talking about From Dusk Till Dawn and all the toesies and all the nudity that Steve enjoyed when he was a child.
Of course.
And Eric hated. He was like, oh, get that off my TV right now.
That's right.
I don't want it.
I'm waiting for marriage, Chris.
Well, because, you know, Steve Sadak, you know, he's a fan, right? Big pussy, small pussy, yes. Red pussy, smelly pussy.
Yes. And my favorite in that was the apple pie pussy.
Of course.
Because I like pie.
Cheech Marin in that movie. That is something else.
It's
man.
Wild, man.
I'm excited for this Texas two-step, dudes. Me we too. Always have a fabulous time in Texas. It's been a minute since we've been to Austin, and this Houston debut, I'm excited to get to Space City. Fucking legendary Absolutely. American city.
Absolutely. Mm. Come on out. You know, let's have fucking fun. It's been 7 years.
I almost forgot this. When I was doing my research for this, usually I'll do the American tape to see what they had on there, but then I'll go, the UK is always like these, the UK would pack trailers on these tapes, like 15 minutes of trailers. So that's always the better bet for me. And I can go from there. Like, I'm not going to give you guys some like fucking Dolph Lundgren movie nobody's heard of. So like blah, 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 blah. Mm. On this UK tape.
Sure.
There was apparently a contest that you could write in from the UK, and then you could get flown to Universal Studios Florida for like a family what? Vacation.
Oh wow!
And there's two questions, and I'll give them to you right now. Oh nice.
Okay.
For 1 point apiece. Okay. Okay. And you have to let me go through all three. It's a multiple. Both are multiple choice. Okay.
So hold off on the buzzers
until
I guess.
The third thing. Until the yes. Third.
Okay. So it's okay. Three different choices. Okay.
Yes. Okay. RoboCop's real name is, one, is it Alan Murphy? Two, is it Alex Jones? Three, is it Alex Murphy? I got Andrew Jupin.
Oh, that is Alex Murphy.
Alex Murphy, not RoboCop. I was shot to death by Clarence Boddicker.
You want to hook me up with some of that ground down nuke there, brother? Oh, they are saying that I do not fit into the costume that they're making for me.
Can I still eat chili in the costume?
does one of my robot arms have a chili dispenser in it?
Yeah, I'm gonna hack into this net with my spike thing and eat chili through my spike.
Famous resident of Austin, Texas. Remember
that's
that
true. Yeah,
May 15th.
Oh, maybe he'll show up. All right. So the second of this RoboCop, RoboCop 2. Get you remember RoboCop. Sure. This one I'm not even sure is accurate or anything, but I think I know the answer. I'm giving myself the answer, and I'm gonna
okay.
Okay. Number
Catch
two.
Catch him in bed with a robot.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, the whole point of this was the Alex Jones, FYI, in case you weren't guessing.
Yeah.
You got it. RoboCop's saying is, one, think it over, creep. Two, don't push me. Or three, make my day. Andrew Jupin?
Think it over, creep.
I think it's think it over, creep. Yeah. I think it's, isn't it your move, creep?
I think it is your move, it creep. It is your move, creep. He ain't saying the other two.
No, you never said
don't push me. Don't push me. If I fall down, I'm not going to be able to get back up.
Hey, step off, George. Just step off, George.
Yeah, I'm taking a screenshot of this, and I'm gonna just so we have it. It's really good.
Hell yeah! Sure.
God bless the Brits. You guys are great. Your doorknobs system is fucked, but everything else is great about you.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're moving on. Set your brains to 1996, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, okay. What a fucking year!
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm.
And it's a dark night because we're talking about From Dusk Till Dawn. Okay, round five.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get. Everybody's
this
good.
Is there's this round five of eight. Did
of
you
eight,
say?
Yes. Okay. There's four and four. So here we go. So we're halfway through. Round five. Game Master's Clue.
Nice.
Previous episode alert.
Okay.
This redheaded bastard sequel of a horror franchise has multiple cuts, none of them good. Not even an Avenger starring in it could save this flick. I've got Chris Cabin.
That Bordello of Blood?
It is not Bordello of Blood.
Ooh, I like this. Now we got that guy out of the way.
Seriously. I can breathe a little bit.
I will reread. Previous episode alert. This redheaded bastard sequel of a horror franchise has multiple cuts, none of them good. Not even an Avenger starring in it could save this flick.
Okay, so previous episode.
Eric Siska?
Is that The Curse of Michael Myers?
Yes, it is Halloween 6.
Yes.
The Curse, or Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers. That's
wow.
right.
Wow. Yeah.
Luce Loomis.
You forget that Ant-Man is an Avenger now.
Yes,
or
yes, exactly.
Just like I forgot that Paul Rudd is in that movie, I will say that movie, that producer's cut, superior cut.
Well, that's what, but that's what apparently that's the trivia is. Although Daniel Farren thinks both cuts of the film are poor, he considers the producer's cut to be the superior version. By the way, Chris, do you think that Dennis Miller was an Avenger? Is that why you're calling it?
You know what threw me was the redheaded.
Yeah, I kind of realized that.
That threw me, and I thought that was a little hint from you. And I just assumed that one of the Avengers was like a secondary character.
Hey, MODOK, babe, we're here to fuck up your shit.
He would be a better MODOK. Stall.
Yes. And guys, you're going to have to pardon me for a second. I have to do a ritual for the Cult of Thorn in order to win this VHS.
Okay, next round. Right? We're ready for round six, are we? Game Master's Clue.
Let's do it.
This movie is fitting to be on this VHS as it's a Tarantino knockoff. This is about a job gone wrong in a city we've done a live show in back in 2022. Andrew Jupin.
Things to do in Denver when you're dead?
Things to do in Denver when you're dead is correct.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I've never even seen it. Andy Garcia, I yes, think?
I've never seen
you,
it.
It'll put you right to sleep.
I've never really? Seen it. You ever seen it either? It's shocking that I never saw it because I loved Tarantino knockoffs as a kid.
Sure.
The title is so cool. Yeah. Everyone's got a stupid name. When I was watching the trailer, I'm like, oh, man. It's like Mr. Smiley Face. Somebody else.
Oh,
like,
Jesus
everyone's
Christ.
Got a dumb name.
If that rules.
Yeah. If memory serves, the trailer is a lot better because it's got like pacing and stuff. I mean, I need to go back to it, but I remember not being really that.
I mean, Tarantino knockoffs generally were not good.
No,
we're not good generally. Yeah.
Oh, we could do a month of Tarantino knockoffs.
I would love to.
Yep, we could totally do that.
That's kind of a
and then like the WLM could be like Jackie Brown or something.
Yes, that's that we just planned a month.
We'll get that on the books down the
this
line.
This is I'm writing this off as a business meeting.
As you should.
What are you losing money on? Out of curiosity,
I'm gambling on this damn game.
All sorts of stuff. Hey, by the way, I put this out there to the listener base. When we get to Space City, our Houston debut on May the 14th, we are at the Houston Improv, by the way, talking RoboCop 2. But equal importance, get at us on like Instagram and TikTok and X and whatever the fuck. Let us know some good Houston eateries. Because when us boys get on the road, we like to fill our bellies, if you know what I'm saying. So always looking for good places to eat from folks around there who actually know what they're talking about.
I would say that for all three venues. If you want to go to Atlanta, tell us what to do in Atlanta and tell us what to do in Austin. Austin, your cup runneth over. So I want some specific eats here.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, I feel like... at least for me, I've been to Austin like a few times at this point, so I got a handle on like my faves. But if there's like stuff I'd say in the last like 2 years, I think since I've been there, throw that stuff out, some new things.
Tell us what the locals like. Don't tell me to go to, you know, the fancy new South by Taco Emporium or whatever brought to you by the U.S. military or whatever the hell, whatever new restaurants are there. Tell us the real ones.
Exactly.
Yes indeed.
All right, here we go. Round 7 of 8.
Okay.
We're rounding into form here. Game Master's Clue.
Good one.
Previous episode alert.
Oh, boy.
A horror sequel that time hops hundreds of years as we try to get the backstory on an accursed artifact. I got Andrew Jupin.
Hellraiser Bloodline?
It is Hellraiser Bloodline. Five big points. Love that for you, buddy.
It couldn't help but think that sounded the littlest bit condescending.
That movie sucked.
The first three are really good. I'm fine with that with Hellraiser. Like after that, it gets really bad.
We did an episode of the third one too.
Right? I like that third one. I'm a fan of that third one.
That's the one where it's like the art scene is involved.
Yeah, yes. Hell on Earth. The CD Face guy.
CD Face guy. Yeah. He was pretty cool.
He was pretty cool.
There's going to be a Hellraiser building, and then we never get it.
No. All right, Hellraiser Hotel.
Yeah. I think the first movie is amazing, but I'm not really into any of the sequels.
Agreed.
Two's a bit of a snooze, IMO. All that fucking walking through the afterlife.
I never thought fucking hell would be this boring.
Hell is boring. It's like you're in a video game and you want a map. You know what I mean? Like, how do I get out of here?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Sorry, folks. It's the end. It's the end of our little promo package here.
This is round 8.
All right. Game Master's Clue. An upcoming stand-up comedian made this rancid rom-com just as her eventually groundbreaking sitcom was taking off. And well, I got Andrew Drupin.
Mr. Wrong?
It is Mr. Wrong for 5 points. Look at Andrew.
Look at this little guy, huh?
I like it.
Oh, my God. Look at you go. I was about to ring in with Mr. Right, and turns out that's wrong.
That would have been amazing.
Dude, I will always remember. I've never seen Mr. Wrong, but I will always remember the, maybe I have. I don't know. If I have, I don't remember. But the fucking VHS tape, that poster of Ellen with just the dumbest dumbass look on her face. Burned into my brain.
You know what I was getting it confused with, and this is like a decade off, but Making Mr. Right, which
Stay
Tuned. This is where John Malkovich is a robot that's being
yes,
it's a rom-com with a robot. And
oh, a rom-com.
Yes.
Robocom. Robocom. There we go.
That was one of those, a movie that me and my wife caught like in the middle of the afternoon. Like we missed the beginning and we just were like, how is any of this real? It was one of those movies.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This is a Stay Tuned and a Half. I watched it a bunch growing up. I really want to dig into that movie one
crazy
day.
Crazy movie.
I believe, Chris, you and I at least have seen Mr. Wrong once.
It was together? Hard to find for a while.
Yes.
And then, yeah, we finally got it. It is absolutely an episode. Mostly because, like, even if he is a psycho, you know what? Bill Pullman, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
You want to bring that home to me? Whatever he wants to me.
Yeah, he's a beautiful man.
Good Lord.
And I will, Eric. And I will.
Call me up, man. I mean, there's a reason why I rewatched Lost Highway as much as I do.
You know what? Actually, speaking about Lost Highway, Bill Pullman could diddle you on the road because I believe you have a rule about getting diddled on the road because we're getting the road, ladies and gentlemen.
We one last time. Are.
April the 25th, we're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, talking about Gamer. May the 14th, we're going to be in Houston, Texas, talking about RoboCop 2. May the 15th, the very next night, we're going to be talking about From Dusk Till Dawn. All the information is at whmpodcast.com/tour. You do want to catch these shows. Catch both Texas shows, dude. Do both.
Yeah,
you really
it's
should.
Fun as fuck. Do a little road tripping with your buds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have it. We're going to be drinking. You're going to be drinking. Come
on. But yeah, so that's going to do it. These, by the way, I don't know if we actually, I mean, I guess, Steve, you made it pretty clear, but just in case anyone missed it, like these are all official points being added on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is not just this is an exhibition game. No, 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 no.
And I assume you were jotting down all the scores as this was going and you have the tally for us now.
I was not. No, I rely on our good friend Philippe Sobrero, who does a really good job of keeping those points together. One of the many great things that gentleman does. And I'm like, thank you, Philippe. Thank you, Philippe.
Thank you, Philippe.
That is right. Thank you very much, sir. Now, yes, that's going to do it for this. Atlanta, we'll see you next week. And Houston and Austin, let's dance that two-step in May. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Until next time, I've been Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
Chris Cabin.
Take it easy.